Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. This podcast is being posted at the beginning of February, and the topic is intentional and timely. This is the time of year when most people in the Northern Hemisphere have kind of had it, especially if you live in a region where the season is still winter. People have been inside too long. Everyone seems to have some illness or ailment. The school year is, in the mind of a pessimist, only half over, and many people in the business world and workforce are ready for an extended period of R&R. So this week is a little pep talk about how to get through by focusing on your willingness to take risks and be optimistic. Stephen Pressfield once said that most of us have two lives, the life we live and the unlived life within us. Between the two stands resistance. The resistance is our mindset and willingness to take risks. When I was a middle school and high school teacher, I observed on a daily basis, the basic nature of all humans to avoid taking risks, the unwillingness of people to stand out by simply being themselves. And as I have run into many of my old students, I constantly hear the following stem sentence, "Hey, Mr. Knightsky, I wish." Every regret statement I've ever heard has started out with, "I wish that I had. I wish that I had tried. I wish that I was younger. I wish that when I graduated. I wish I had tried harder when I was in school." Well, I'm not sure why so much regret begins with that statement, but I was reminded the other day when I was in the car with my kids while we were listening to a song that they were singing along to. It was by Macklemore, and the song is called "The Good Old Days." Macklemore is a great and wise artist who has overcome some demons in his life, which makes his music very good and his lyrics powerful and filled with wisdom. Now, I have to admit that I'm pretty horrible with lyrics, so I had to look them up. But as I listened and heard the opening to the song, "Good Old Days," I was once again reminded of all the opportunities for us to take risks and avoid regret.
In that 12-passenger van in a small club in Minnesota, and the snow outside of First Ave, I just wanted my name and a star. Now look at where we at, still growing up, still growing up. I would lay in my bed and dream about what I'd become. Couldn't wait to get older, couldn't wait to be some. Now that I'm here, wishing I was still young. Those good old days.
What do you think of how that starts? "I wish somebody would have told me that someday these will be the good old days. All the love you won't forget and all these reckless nights you won't regret. Someday soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of these good old days." In life, there are people who say things to you like, "You're gonna regret that you are not trying harder." You're gonna have people tell you, someday you'll wish that you hadn't done that. And there are constantly people making predictions of our regrets. Well, why don't we listen? Well, we don't listen because they're telling us. They're not guiding us. The issue that deters us from listening is the risk of doing what they say. I mean, how do we know what they say is going to work? When so many old people tell young people that they need to do something or they'll regret it, frankly, we're wasting our breath. The threat of regret is not a motivator. It is actually a deterrent for us to find success. If we want kids or colleagues to heed our advice, we need to present opportunities for them to find courage. Instead of telling people they're going to regret not taking advantage of whatever we believe they should do, we as leaders need to take a moment and demonstrate the steps of the risk we're encouraging others to take. What if we supported the risk by showing them how to break down the possibility and find more small pinnacle moments on the journey to their ultimate outcome? What if, when we wanted people to take risks, we took the time to show them the rewards of the opportunity in smaller pieces so that it doesn't become overwhelming to them. Here's the deal. When we're older, we have a lot of life experiences. It's easy for us to predict the outcomes based upon other things that have happened to us. We can look at a risk and go on to one of two directions, rewards or consequences. That's how we think. When you're young, you've not taken many risks. And socially, it's difficult to take chances because young people in their social groups love to highlight and celebrate the failures of others. So as leaders with wisdom or experience, we have to break down the steps of the risk in order to help people avoid regret. The threat of, you're not going to get a good job, you're not going to get into a good college, or you're not going to make a lot of money, is not one that resonates on a 15-year-old. The threat of not having enough money in your retirement account also doesn't resonate on a 25-year-old. Frankly, it falls on deaf ears. They just graduated. They want couches and cars. They don't want to save for their future. So in order for us to help others avoid regret, we need to reward risk-taking behavior in the smallest possible ways. We need to find ways to show others that this small step will lead you to great rewards. We need to ask questions instead of lecturing. When you're with your students or colleagues and you want to so badly just yell the answer to all of their life's woes at them, stop and support their risks by asking questions. Lead them to buffalo-like behaviors. So your son or daughter, spouse, student, or colleague is staring a decision in the eye, or is not working hard, or seems unmotivated. Don't resort to the, you're gonna regret this someday statement. Instead, let's guide them. Here are some new stems for you to use. When they're facing an obstacle, a choice, or seem unmotivated, ask them this question. What do you think will happen if you do this? What do you think won't happen if you don't do this? When they answer, you'll hear the story in their head. You'll hear their reasoning, and they'll share their mindset. You'll determine what they need and how to support them. But in order to fuel their willingness to take risk, you cannot editorialize, you cannot judge, and you better never say anything like, well, that's just silly, that'll never work. People want to do their best, and they only avoid taking risks because of the story in their heads. Think back to when you talked to an adult and they yammered on about how foolish you were. You only talked to the adults who listened, who reinforced you, and who encouraged you to take risks, and also held you accountable. The second strategy is to share the wisdom of your similar life experiences by focusing on how you failed. Now think about that. Think about how, over hundreds of years, people have told stories and reinforced values, risks, and lessons learned. Kids and colleagues look up to us, and if they see us as flawless figures, they're deterred and sometimes intimidated to the point of paralysis. Kids and colleagues need to learn from you, from your stories. Here's your formula. A equals action, B equals your consequences, and C equals the results of A and B. But don't stop with A plus B equals C. End with, and here's what didn't work, here's what I learned, and here's how I move forward. Finish that series with, and those things won't work for you because they only work for me in my own experiences. But I'll be here for you on your journey to help you reflect and grow. The path of least resistance is paved with things forgotten. No one remembers the ordinary things we do. We remember the extraordinary moments of courage and risk. The path of reward is paved with the chances we took and filled with memories, emotions, tears, and joy. Not working hard, not trying, having a sour attitude, taking the path of least resistance, well, those lead to I wish statements in the future. Sitting around wishing it to be over, not wanting to be somewhere, or avoiding the work creates regret. If there is no courage, there are no fond memories. So if we want to help people live a rich life with moments and avoid regret, it is our job as leaders to not judge, editorialize, or scold. It is our job to reach out a hand and help people see the power within themselves. There are too many songs about regret. 114 is what I Googled. Too many people reliving the glory years, and too many people wishing things would be over. Don't stand back and watch people fail to take the risk. Instead, be a buffalo and charge into them and carry them into the future until they can run beside you and eventually run past you. So let's do some smart thinking. If you see a child, student, or colleague facing a tough choice, how will you support them in taking the risk they need to find success with? Most of us have two lives, the life we live and the unlived life within us, and between the two stands resistance. What is stopping you from the unlived life? What is your greatest failure, and what lessons can you share with others to encourage them to take risks? And lastly, what risks are you facing that you are trying to avoid? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Thank you for listening, and please remember to share on your social media platform. Make sure to check us out at CISA6.org, and thanks to the Well Pennies for their music. And finally, I want to thank my old students that I occasionally run into for reminding me of what they learned with me. One of the regular speeches that I made to my students was that of taking risks. I believe that there are a few times in life when you get to take a lot of risks and enjoy a soft place to land, when you fail. And that one time period is high school. I'm not talking about risks in the sense of getting nuts and drinking or smoking. I'm talking about getting out of your comfort zone, trying new clubs, sports, and most importantly, being yourself. The greatest risk you can take as a high schooler, and even as an adult, is being true to who you are. It's a risk to stand up for what you believe in, and it's never easy to take that risk. However, with guidance, good mentors, and real friends, we can all grow to be better leaders and people if we focus on taking chances and we celebrate our failures and successes. There are plenty of people who start sentences with, "I wish," and there are only regrets when we fail to take those chances. But life is filled with fun and rewards, and if we simply take the chance to, as my kids used to say, risk it to get the biscuit, life will feel fulfilled.
There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me?